Starting from Scratch. Written and narrated by Georgia Beers. Chapter 1. I want to speak to your manager, now. Uh-oh. I glanced toward the counter at the panic-stricken expression on the face of the young bank teller. Those were never happy words. The poor kid couldn't have been more than 21, and his forehead was already shining with sweat. Certainly, sir, he said, and his voice cracked like Shaggy's in the Scooby-Doo cartoons. I'll be right back. The man who'd uttered the fateful phrase was older, maybe 65, and judging by the way he tossed his checkbook to the counter and sighed loudly, he was not pleased by having to resort to going over the kid's head. Or he was just a jerk. I wasn't sure which, so I took an exorbitant amount of time filling out my deposit slip at the little rectangular desk in the middle of the lobby in order to find out. My stalling tactics paid off, because a minute later, she walked by. Elena Walker, branch manager, stunningly attractive specimen of the human female, and woman of my dreams, or at least my fantasies. I only knew her name from the nameplate mounted next to the door of her office, which I passed during each visit. I was always surprised that she didn't move in slow motion, with a mysterious breeze blowing her hair in some sexy chic fashion. She was that beautiful. Tall, a good 3 or 4 inches taller than me, with dark, silky hair cut just above her shoulders and styled in that sort of hip, flippy look that I believe only professional hairdressers know how to create. Olive-toned skin that looked tan all year round and caused me to speculate on her ethnicity. Latina? Italian? Greek? Today's business suit was navy. Simple. Elegant. Sexy. The raspberry blouse beneath the jacket gave the outfit a fun splash of color, making up for any stuffiness the simple style of the skirt might conjure. Of course, stuffiness was the last thing that came to mind when you got a look at her legs. Long, shapely, strong. I wondered absently if I was drooling on myself, though I didn't care enough to stop staring. Rather than go around the counter, she walked right up next to Mr. Irate Customer, introduced herself, and shook his hand with a smile. All I had to do was see a teeny tiny glimpse of his face to know he was immediately smitten with her. "Hey, get in line, buddy," I muttered softly and with a grin. Elena kept her voice low, probably figuring the entire bank didn't need to know Mr. Irate Customer's business, or that he was angry. I didn't hear what was said, just the murmuring of voices, but the conversation didn't last long. Within 2 minutes flat, she had him smiling and thanking her. Sweating bank teller guy looked relieved at his stay of execution. I jerked my eyes back down to my own stuff as I realized she was headed back to her office and would be passing me. I didn't want her to think I'd been staring. "Morning, Miss King," she said with a smile as she passed me. I looked up in surprise and caught the wink she threw at me. The color of her eyes made me think of melted chocolate. "Have a great day." "You too," I replied lamely, wanting to slap myself in the head for missing an opportunity to open some kind of dialogue with her. "She knows my name. How cool is that?"